Those agents out there that are not doing property videos, you are missing out. Make your property video stand out right at the start, straight away, whatever it is. The worst thing you can do if you want your property to go viral on social media is, how do we get our sellers to pay for property videos? Number one, you got to believe these things. You have to believe that video is going to give you a benefit, and it does. The properties I do aren't good enough to have a video. That's every property that you can, you should do a video. Because agents, welcome to the Get Keen podcast, your number one destination for learning how to get the most out of your real estate career. I'm Dan Lee, founder of Plum Property, one of Queensland's largest independent real estate offices, and Plum Partners, where we've helped dozens of agents create, run, and grow their very own agencies. On Get Keen, I chat to high-performing agents, principals, and agency owners, so you have the tools, strategies, and insights to grow your business and live the best life for yourself and your family. Now, let's get keen. Welcome to Get Keen, my team. It's great to have you here. Today, we're going to talk about how to get your owner to pay for those expensive property videos and give you sponsorship money so you can get it out there on your socials and you can expose that property and you can find more buyers. And at the same time, you can promote yourself and your own business. So many benefits to doing the property videos. Let's talk about why we do them first, all right? And I'm telling you, those agents out there that are not doing property videos, you are missing out, okay? Get with the times. Don't be Fujifilm and be the guys that say that digital cameras are never going to be a thing and then find out that 3 years later you've absolutely botched it and you can't come back from it. You should be doing videos. Videos, they have so many benefits for you, okay? When you list a property, you want to be doing everything you can to get the owner the best result. So that should be first and foremost the reason why you do videos. Whatever way you can expose the property to get some more exposure so that you can find another potential buyer or just make another buyer more keen because they saw the property promoted more, that's doing a great thing for your owner. And as a real estate agent, that should be your number one value, getting the best result for my client. So by not doing videos, you're actually not doing the right thing by your client. So we first do them to expose the property. We get a better result for our owner. But the third and very valuable thing for us as real estate agents is that we get to self-promote ourselves because we're showing people what we're doing and we're showing the properties that we're selling. So we get to self-promote with, you know, the budget on the advertising, which has been paid for by somebody else. What an absolute, like, number one benefit we have in real estate is that we can promote ourselves and someone else pays for it. Okay, imagine you're a painter, an accountant or something, and you want to do a video on your business. A painter can't come to you and say, hey, I just painted your house. I want to do a video and I'm going to put it on my social media and show what a job I did on your house. You'd be like, sure, why not? But then when they say, oh yeah, by the way, can you give me $1,000 for that so that I can make the video and then maybe another $500 to sponsor it and promote it? You'd be like, hell no, buddy, get out of here. But we can do that in real estate because the video is actually for the benefit of the client. And there's really no other industry that I can think of where there is that opportunity. So take advantage of it, real estate agents. It's like, it's such an advantage that we can have to build our personal brand and build our business by showing what we do whilst also benefiting our client. So there's so many reasons why to do videos. But so many agents aren't doing it. And, you know, I've been asking around to agents, like, why don't you do video? And a lot of the excuses I hear are, the properties I do aren't good enough to have a video. That's bullshit, all right? It doesn't matter what type of property you're selling. Someone's going to buy it. Someone wants it. And usually the cheaper properties have more buyers. So there's actually more people that want to see the cheaper videos. I think a lot of agents just don't do them because they kind of don't like, they see all the pretty ones on social media because all the pretty big houses get exposed, but less of the mid-range houses get exposed. So they don't do it because they don't want to have it attached to them for some reason. I don't know why, but you should be doing it for every video. Every property that you can, you should do a video because someone wants to buy that property. The person that buys that property needs to see that video. If you don't do the property video as well, another reason why you might be falling short is it might not sell, right? Like if you're not doing everything you can to expose it, if the photos are bad, if it's not online, those are other things that are going to affect it, right? If you don't do a video, that's going to affect it. If you don't have a signboard out the front, that's going to affect it. If you don't send a text out to all your buyers that have seen a similar property in the last 90 days, that's going to affect it. There's so many things that you need to do to get the most out of a property campaign, and video is included. If you do not include it, you will not get the same result for the seller. You never know what the final sale price is going to be, but we all know that how we get the best price is by attracting more people to the property, building competition, finding multiple buyers, and then having the power to negotiate the price up as high as we can do it. If you don't do a video, you might miss out on just that one buyer who makes that extra offer that helps get that owner an extra $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, who knows? But you're just not going to get the same result, the same amount of inquiries, the same amount of inspections if you don't do everything, including the video. So how do we get our sellers to pay for it? Well, number one, you've got to believe these things. You've got to know that what you're doing, that the video is actually going to bring them a better result, okay? I know a lot of agents, they sort of have the video on their marketing plan, but when they push it in front of the seller, they go, oh yeah, realestate.com, we need that. Signboard, you need that. You need professional photos. Video, you know, that's up to you if you want it. You know, choose that if you want. It's an extra $1,000, $1,500. You don't have to have that. And if you're going to say things like this, instantly the owner is just going to go, okay, I won't do it. And the agent is actually basically selling them not to do it. And then they make the excuse that, oh, well, you know, I always present the video, but they don't take it. They don't want it. No, you didn't want to give it to them because you're not believing in it for your own reasons, whether that's because you don't like getting in front of the camera or because you, for some reason, think that videos are a novelty and that they don't work. You got to block these things out. You're doing yourself damage by thinking like this. Okay, you have to believe that video is going to give you a benefit, and it does. I did it for years, and it got me so many listings, and it blew up my social presence. It made me the leader in my field, in my area. Everyone got to know me in the area because of my videos. There were so many benefits. So you got to get those thoughts out of your head and get into the frame of mind that these videos are going to get the owner a better result. They should do one. Every owner that has a property for sale should do one. And if they don't want to do it, then they're doing themselves a disservice, but I've given them every piece of advice to take that option, okay? And so when you're selling that advertising, sell them the benefits, okay? Don't just say, oh, you got an option of doing a video there. It's $1,000. Do you want it? No, sell them on it. Show them some examples. Show them some stories. Explain to them that we want to do absolutely everything that we can to get the best result for them. And how we get the best result for them is we expose their property to every market, the realestate.com market, our own database market, and then the social media market. We find buyers from all avenues. If you cut any of them out, you're going to have a lesser result. Okay? If you do a combination of everything, you're going to get the best possible result that we can that is at all possible because we haven't left any avenue untouched. Every single buyer that's out there in the marketplace has had a chance to see that property. So if the owners know that, then the cost of the video will not be a problem, right? Because every seller is sitting there in the presentation when you're showing them the marketing And every seller is not wanting to pay for marketing. They wish it was all free. They hope that they can do it for as cheap as possible and get the best possible result on the other end. But the reality is they have to spend money to get the best result. They have to do all of those marketing initiatives to get the best result. And video is part of that, again. Hey guys, just quickly, if you're loving this content and you're a real estate agent that's already thinking what it might be like to have your own real estate business and brand, then check out the show notes. There'll be a link to our Plum Partners website where you can leave an inquiry and me or one of my team members will reach out. We help agents to create, run, and grow their own real estate business and brand so they can earn more and set up a better future for themselves. So get keen, get in touch. Now let's get back to the episode. So the best ways you can convince them is firstly knowing that script about building competition. Secondly, you've got to tell stories, okay? So show them, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I had a house like yours 2 months ago. This property here, have an example. This is a property where we did a property video. That one went to auction. Or if it didn't, that one had sold in the third week and it had, you know, 85 buyers and we had 5 different offers on it. It just went absolutely ballistic and we got the owners $50,000 more than they were hoping to achieve. Then give them an example of a property that didn't do a video that still sold, but didn't get the really good result. Still good, but could have got better, but it didn't. And they didn't do a video, okay? Now, we can't blame it on the video, but we can say, you know, they left the video out. That evidence shows that potentially they missed out on a few buyers, okay? So, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, here's another property that I did in the same area. You know, as long as it's within 6 months, okay? So, have some examples. This one sold about 4 months ago. I didn't do a video on this one. I said that they should, but they chose not to. Look, we still got it sold. We still got a reasonable result. But was it the best result? We only got around what they thought that it was worth. Not that extra, you know, not that extra kicker, not that cream on top that I want to get for you. We had a couple of offers on it, but not like 5 or 6. That's what I want. That's what makes me get you the absolute best price. So if you can, you know, show them stories, give them great examples, and then give them the script and dialogue and help them understand that the exposure brings more buyers and the buyers bring more offers and that the offers help you to negotiate the best price, they'll gladly pay for the video. They'll want to pay for the video. And here's another kicker. It gives you a competitive advantage. There's many agents out there, I would say the majority, don't do any property videos and they hardly even pitch the video, right? Because for their own reasons, they're holding back from doing it. Either they're lazy, they don't like to get in front of the camera, or they think it's a novelty. Whatever the reason, many agents don't do it. If you do it, you have a competitive advantage. And that's what it's all about, right? When you're in there and you're up against other agents, we want to win as much as possible. How you win is having a competitive advantage. Whether that's you have more profile because you sell more properties, whether it's the experience that you tell them that you've got, whether it's you're number one on Rate My Agent or realestate.com, whether you've got more reviews than anyone else, all of these things are competitive advantages. And one great competitive advantage you can have is to say, I do property videos which bring more buyers to my properties. And especially if those sellers in the area are active on social media and they regularly see your property videos popping up all the time. If they're seeing your property videos pop up all the time and they're a social media person, then they understand that it works because they see them all the time. So they'll want everyone else to see their house all the time like they see everyone else's house all the time, if that makes sense. That sounded confusing. But it really works. And it helps you to sell it to them if they've been seeing you do videos for all the other properties. Okay, when you start selling videos and trying to get them to do it, you may find that some owners won't be as receptive to it because they don't see a lot of your property videos, right? But once you start doing them quite often and those sellers then, you know, are talking to you about selling their home and they know that you as an agent are someone that does property videos on everything because that's how they put it together, right? That's the package. This agent, they do videos and they get great results. Therefore, when they're in my house and they're talking to me about my home, I'm expecting them to say, you need to do a video and I want to do the video because I've seen them do it and I see the result. Yeah, I want it. Okay, so you'll sell more of them the more of them that you do. And the more of them that you do, the more exposure you're going to get and the more opportunities you're going to bring into your team. And you're just going to be a better agent and you're going to have that competitive advantage over other agents. So many great reasons to do videos. There's a lot of great scripts and dialogues that you should focus on. You should do some role play on this, okay? How I got really good at selling properties is I sat with people in my business and I did role play, you know, where we had the marketing plan and we've got this, you know, it all listed out. And then when we get to the video part where I'm saying, I really recommend that we do a video for this property, having, you know, those objections thrown back at me. Oh, I don't really want to have a video. Oh, why is that? Why would you not want to have a video on your property? Oh, I just don't really think it's necessary. You need to have a script for that. Oh, it's interesting to say why you think it isn't necessary and appreciate your opinion, but I want to challenge you for a second and I want to show you why it is very beneficial for your sale. Bring out the examples, okay? You know, don't just quiver on the first objection you get over a property video and then go, oh, okay, they don't want it, all right? Stick to your guns. Show them some salesmanship. Show them how you've got that competitive advantage and explain to them the benefits that they're going to get and that they're going to get a better price. That'll be another reason why they choose you to go with you to be their agent, because the other agents didn't give them any other reasons as to why they were a better choice. Make your property video stand out right at the start, straight away, whatever it is, you know, cool editing or agent on camera, being super excited with extra energy. The worst thing you can do if you want your property to go viral on social media is start the video with panning drone shots, with a title, with slow music. You've lost everyone straight away. No one's going to watch it. And you're going to be like, oh, it was a great video. Look, it looks so nice. That might work well on, you know, YouTube or the realestate.com site, and it may make the owners feel warm and fuzzy having their property video like really pretty and beautiful and slow moving, but they don't work well on social media. No one's going to watch them because no one's on social media to look for property. They're looking on social media to be entertained, to see interesting stuff. And if your video just happens to pop up and they watch it just because it's interesting, that gets you more exposure. It gets the algorithm sending it out to more people. And the more it goes out to, you might capture those few people who actually might want to buy that property. I once did a property video that was like a funny one, like most of mine were, or at least I tried. And I did the video. I thought it was really good. And then the owner freaking hated it. And they blew up at me because they thought like I was making a mockery of the property, which I really wasn't. I'm just trying to get a lot of exposure. But the mistake there was that owner didn't really know my style, whereas most owners that would sell through me, they know my style. They've seen it all before and I've known them for a long time. And so I get used to people just assuming that they know their property video is going to be a funny one. This particular owner absolutely ripped my head off. I managed to turn it around and help them to understand that the reason why we do it entertaining like that and not just slow and super pretty is because it actually does a lot better on social media. And they eventually got it because they saw how well the video did and how many comments and likes. And then I was able to show how many clicks through to realestate.com it got, which is the benefit for the owner to get more views on the property and find more buyers. So I turned it around, but the lesson I learned was, you know, if the owner doesn't know your style, make sure you let them know what type of video you're going to do if you're going to make it like unique and funny. Look, the last thing is just get known for your property videos. I feel like I see it now all the time. It's apparent. All the most successful agents out there, they're heavy on social media and they're heavy on property videos. It's an easy way to promote yourself. And it's a great way to get a better result for your seller. For anything else, drop a comment below on what you want to hear from me about property videos. And, you know, hit me up on social media. Insta's best, Dan_Lee_PLUM. If you're not doing property videos, start doing them. Get your first one done. Don't be shy. They'll turn around your business if you make it a regular thing. Thanks for joining Get Keen. I hope you got some value out of that, and I will see you on the next video. Thank you for tuning into the Get Keen podcast. If today's episode inspired you, please show your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't stop there. Join our community of forward thinkers by connecting with me on social media at Dan_Lee_PLUM. I'm looking forward to exploring more strategies and insights with you on your journey to the top. Until next time, keep getting keen.